and write.
Good morning. It's a brand new week. It's a Monday. New day. New week. Fresh start. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fresh as a daisy.
You're fresh as a daisy. How about that? Well, we hope all of our listeners are fresh as a daisy.
I languished in the tub.
Starting a brand new week?
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I did.
You languished in the tub, which mm-hmm. makes you fresh as a daisy.
Oh, indeed, because I employed some deodorants and other things.
I see. Wonderful.
Toothpaste, you know it all. Tidy little man.
There you go. Well, anyway, friends, good morning. My name is Scott Hennon. Mark Skogerbo is here, and this is the What's on Your Mind preview hour, where we run through news headlines, sports headlines, weather, give you a heads up on what we'll do statewide when we're joined by 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 in the Bakken, as well as KCJB in Minot and KLTC in Dickinson, and this ginormous network of folks all across the Northern Plains weighing in on the news of the day, and we do that next hour. So this hour, Mark and I are going to meander through the headlines, tell you everything you need to know, and about news, sports, and weather today on the program. Big story, obviously, over the weekend is the George Zimmerman trial. It wasn't sort of like OJ, where where were you when? But we were just preparing to leave the lake, actually. We're up at Union Lake, up in northwest Minnesota. And the jury, they it was one of these things where it was getting ridiculous. It was really getting ridiculous where, time for an update. And then
did you say up, Chuck?
And then you'd get real close to the radio or the TV, and they'd say, the jury is having a snack. The jury is taking a nap. The jury is still deliberating.
They had 27 pages of jury's instructions to read through, wade through, and of course, there was only one minority woman.
Now, why do we know that?
I don't know.
I'm so sick of class warfare. I really am. Class and race warfare. You know, we're all in a, six human beings were on the jury. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know anything else.
And you know what's neat about that? They're his peers, which means in America, anybody that's on the jury is our equal peer.
And there you go. Anyway, Saturday night, it became evident that the verdict was in. The second I heard it was in that quick, my thought was not guilty. I just thought you cannot act as quick as they have and think this guy's going to be charged with something.
When I saw how beat up this man was and I heard, I couldn't even imagine it went to trial. A stunt, and you realize how...
Remember, it didn't for quite a while. I mean, he wasn't even charged for quite a while, and there was all this pressure. I mean, he unfortunately became... I can't imagine what this guy's been through as a result of, basically people assuming his guilt despite the facts. Bad deal.
Yeah, and I mean, he was a watchman. He was trying to protect stuff.
There you go, exactly right. So one pleasant bit of news, I think, out of the weekend is there were not the widespread protests many were predicting. As a result of it, there were protests, but I don't think it was to the degree, the magnitude, despite Al Sharpton and others trying to stir the pot.
And, this is absolutely a game plan for communists and anybody that hates this country is stir up the illusion of race hatred and that everybody belongs to the Klan.
We'll talk a little bit more about our questions of the day on this and also preview some of how we'll cover this later. And what's on your mind in just a minute here, so stay tuned. Steve Bakken today is in Denver, actually at a Bakken infrastructure conference that he's helping to MC. And so he'll be coming to us from Denver. And guests will include Andy Peterson, who heads up the North Dakota State Chamber. They're putting up another North Dakota Open for Business billboard down in the Twin Cities. Mm. So we'll talk about that. Plus Senator John Hovind will be in to talk about his efforts on the student loan negotiation between the House and the Senate, and also his reaction to the Farm Bill, which bounces back over to the Senate. So let's come back, Mark, to how we'll cover the Trayvon Martin case today and questions we'll ask, and talk about some other news that is making headlines. Because of what happened in Texas, I guess we're revisiting a little bit about some of the laws that the state legislature passed in North Dakota on the anti-abortion front. What do we know? What's new there?
Well, they're starting to gather a lot of the people together and talk about women's rights, that now it'll be an 800-mile swath of the upper mid-plains if the Fargo abortion clinic closes. And they say with these restrictive laws, no doctor is going to qualify for hospital privileges, A, and 89% of their patients would be later than the six-week ban. No way we can stay in business. And so she says this is going to really...
She being
Tammy Kronacher, the director of the Red River Valley's Women's Clinic, which I think is a misnomer. But anyway...
So they're telling us that they'll be forced to close next month because of these new laws.
Yeah, unless they get help, unless they get legal reprieve. And, of course, the cases have been filed.
That's what they're looking for,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the issue with the doctors having admitting privileges to a hospital. You know, a lot of these debates turn into debates about women's health, right? They ignore the life of a baby, and they talk about women's health.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we want to focus on women's health, isn't an effort to ensure that a doctor performing these procedures has the ability, God forbid if something goes wrong, to go over and follow a patient to the hospital, basic common sense in women's health protection?
That's what you would think. For them to suggest that it's just a roadblock, some sort of... No, it comes from a heart of compassion. You know, a certain percentage of these abortions go wrong, and to have continuity of a physician attending her to the hospital, knowing her case, knowing the workup, it just makes good sense that they got to have a doctor's got to have... Not only that, they need to have the same standards as a surgical room. You know, more and more abortion clinics around the country, like in Texas, are being required to have very high standards that you'd require in a regular emergency or surgical suite at a hospital.
That seems to me to be good common sense in the way of women's health care.
So. Yeah. It is a paradox, you know, being able to have... Having nice, pristine conditions to have an abortion. It's pretty sad.
And as far as the date and the duration of the pregnancy and when a pregnancy can be ended, that seems to me to be a product of evolving science.
Yeah.
On when life begins. So blame science.
The victory in Texas is enormous. Because,
credit science, I should
you
say.
You know, and Perry and... What happened in Texas, because Texas is such a big state, they figure that maybe only 5 of their 19 abortion clinics will have to close, will only stay open in Texas. And that's the 24-week ban. But it's still big. You know, babies are being saved. And everywhere I look, I notice several creative signs about how I have arms at a couple of months and all of these, my heartbeat at 14 days, all of this stuff, all of these signs.
All that good education.
You know, we had a story a couple of weeks ago about the big drop-off of abortion in Minnesota of young girls under 21, teenage abortions. And, boy, I tell you, the fact that more and more people are beginning to realize, hey, it is a baby. It is not a blob.
A couple of the quick stories just in the way of headlines. Reports are differing on how many emails that President Bresciani had were deleted. The response to the Attorney General's probe now account we can't get to the bottom of this. That continues. I love this story about low energy prices are giving North Dakota manufacturers a competitive edge. You know, the more stories about understanding the impacts of low energy prices and what that can mean for our economy is incredible.
It is.
You know, some folks lament low natural gas prices. There's an opportunity there. Huge opportunity there. So.
And Snowden seems to be living in the Moscow airport for the third week in a row.
Yeah, what was he held a little press conference over the weekend. Right?
Yeah, he doesn't regret what he's done, and he's been advised maybe you should go to Venezuela.
Accusing U.S. officials of threatening behavior now. How about that?
Oh.
We did get a presidential disaster declaration over the weekend approving... 16 North Dakota counties for that, related to flooding caused by record rainfall. What else? North Dakota State Fair gets underway this week, Mark. Put that on your calendar.
That's always great fun.
Yeah. I love this. The cost of Obamacare reaches $2.6 trillion.
And it's just the start.
It was originally estimated that it would be about $940 billion.
And we're not even into it.
The Democrats, yeah, exactly. Estimated that the cost.
But what is the cost if you don't, if you can't find medical care, if doctors by the thousands are quitting? Doctors are being turned into just functionaries of a computer program.
And the Forum editorial suggests that because of this recent issue with dogs, that the animal abuse law is a failure in North Dakota. We're going to tackle that debate. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. Nobody knows the Bakken like Nesson Consulting Service. We're chatting today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Service, the folks that day in and day out provide experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services. Kathy, talk about what you bring for these oil companies. Basically, they don't have the learning curve of getting to know the geology in the Bakken. That's where you help, right?
Yes, exactly. That, in addition to it, is that our crews are skilled and trained in the field aspect, and that is different than the office side of the mapping and reservoir analysis and completion part of it. So our crews are really the hands-on while the well is drilling, looking at the samples, and that takes a certain skill level and a certain training. So we literally teach our crews to evaluate the data at the well site, and that keeps the office geologist in Denver, Houston, Enid, wherever, doing their work, and we can then supplement them by providing these specialized field crews.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Striving seas, my comfort.
We are back on the program we call What's On Your Mind. It's the preview hour. What'd you say, Mark?
Not a bad place to stand.
We were just pondering that music a moment, weren't we? Sometimes you forget that little bumper music is there to buck you up a little bit and get back into the program and charge right over it. But we decided to listen a moment.
We did. We
soak it in.
We tarried in the garden.
Exactly right. All right. Mm-hmm. Steve Bakken, as I mentioned, is out in Denver at the Bakken Infrastructure Conference. He will join us next hour, and we visit with, among others, Senator John Hoeven on the farm bill issue. We're going to talk with Andy Peterson, president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber, on their billboard campaign moving down to the Twin Cities Metro. Andy is also at that conference out in Denver, so we'll visit with those two as well. Well, Steve's here. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How about that? We were thinking you were not going to be able to make it here today.
A very busy morning, but I disconnected for a few minutes so I could get in.
There you go. We're going to talk a little bit about the George Zimmerman trial verdict. President Obama yesterday urging respect for the verdict, while at the same time saying we should ask ourselves if we're doing all we can to stem the tide of gun violence that claims too many lives across the country on a daily basis. Here's my question. It seemed to be a sort of I want to have it both ways. I want to be able to urge calm, but at the same time stir the pot. Because I'm not sure now that the jury has rendered its verdict whether or not gun violence needs to be connected to this case. I mean, is self-defense gun violence?
You know, one of the things I think, too, is what it came down to with the jury, from what I understood from watching the snippets on the news, Florida's got a very extensive protection law in place. You have the right to protect yourself, and I think it came down to that. And I don't know if the same outcome would have been in a different state, if there would have been in a state like New York, that infringes more on your right to protect yourself. I don't think there would have been the same outcome in this trial.
This, you're talking about the stand your ground laws.
Yeah.
Which you're already talking about overturning. Of course.
I think they're going to have a fight on their hands if they try overturning that. I truly do. But that stand your ground law, without that being in place, this could have completely changed the complexity of the case and of the outcome of the trial.
You mentioned that even in Denver there were a few protests. What were the, at least from the coverage, I assume you weren't there with a sign in hand.
No, I was just watching the news last night, but it was the gist of it is like in a lot of communities across the country, a little outrage about the thing. About the outcome of the trial. And I think what people are getting hung up in is the fact that it's turned into such a race issue rather than, okay, a young man lost his life and another young man was defending himself. What's the justice side of this? What's the legality side of this? It's not about race. I don't think you can play the race card in this. I just don't.
Well, the federal government is playing the race card. And now the Department of Justice is reviewing the case to determine if they should consider prosecuting Zimmerman themselves. Mind you, the FBI is already...
Isn't that double jeopardy?
Well, they would try it under, obviously, a different charge, but sure smacks of double jeopardy, if you ask me.
They already did that. They changed the rules in the middle of the case for the jury to go from a murder conviction to a manslaughter conviction. They already changed the latitude during the case. So technically, the way I look at this, they're going to try him three times? I don't think so.
The FBI, by the way, we now know, did a thorough investigation, and agents found no evidence that Zimmerman was racist. So the fact that the Department of Justice is reviewing the case now smacks of just exactly that. Just trying to, you know, it's political pressure, right? To do this. Media's played the race card through this whole thing as well, so... Pretty amazing. Michael Bloomberg said the Zimmerman verdict shows that the shoot-first laws must go. Al Sharpton called the George Zimmerman verdict an atrocity. A lot of demonstrators in cities across the country. California protesters breaking windows, starting fires. Protesters causing gridlock in midtown Manhattan. About a white journalist beaten by blacks after asking questions about the Zimmerman verdict. That's reaction from around the country. We're going to ask our audience for their reaction to this case today. We've not spent a lot of time playing,
just to play devil's advocate for a moment, just for a moment, do you think there would have been as much ballyhoo from the federal government side of this if we did not have a black president?
Oh, I don't know. He stirred the pot on this thing from the get-go. Remember,
I think he did.
His line about how if he had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. I mean, he's really unfortunately, been. It's political. It's playing to a particular crowd that wants that, which is really unfortunate. But anyway, we see how the rest of the country reacts. Let's go with the Northern Plains reaction today on the program. And I'm looking forward to finding out what folks think about it. So we'll give you a chance to weigh in on that today on the program. As I mentioned as well, Senator John Hoeven, Farm Bill Futures in the Senate right now, so we'll get a good sense of what will happen there. He'll join us first up in the 10 o'clock hour today and talk about the news we discussed on Friday that the House had passed a Farm Bill. And Grand Forks Herald's not happy. They think this is a bad idea. Bad idea. So first it was, as we said, pass the bill, pass the bill, pass the bill, House, and now they passed the bill, and guess what? They don't like the bill.
See, now is when the true colors of Congress are going to come out, because I think there was the ability to hide behind the guise of, you're not getting a farm bill done, oh, look at you, from the Senate side. And now, like I said last week, this is back on the Senate's lap. You know what? We passed our farm bill. What are you going to do about it now? And I think that there's going to be a little bit more transparency, which is the opportunity for citizens to go, wait a minute, is there a different agenda here? Was the agenda on the Senate side really the farm bill, really protecting producers in this country? I don't know if I'm going to like that answer.
Exactly right. So we'll chat with Senator Hoeven about all that. We also have Andy Peterson on the program who will join us. Andy is the head of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. Their billboard campaign is back. It's down in the Twin Cities now. North Dakota Open for Business.
I love that billboard, North Dakota Open for Business.
No apology needed there, by golly.
None at all.
No, exactly. We'll talk with Andy about that. And, of course, take your calls as well. All right, Steve, we'll check in the Mile High City with you a little later on.
Thank you very much.
Sports headlines are next. What's on Your Mind preview hour with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinman. Mark Skogerbo in here to check sports. Talk about the Twins win over the Yanks next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
I'm only getting about every third word here. Can you help me, Mark?
It says dancing, ooh-ah, and la-la. Ooh-ba-ah-ah-oh.
Try one more time. Turn it up here, Aaron. Here we go.
Oh, the soul of the land.
Soul of the land, I got.
Oh, well.
Soul of the land. Sun comes up again.
From the sea and the sand. Psalm.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could you translate all that?
Well, I am Jamaican.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I once wrote a Jamaican song.
You look a little like the Cool Runnings crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good movie.
It was a good, true thing. Jamaica actually did that.
Just, John Candy wasn't the coach, though.
No. But I miss John Candy.
Rest his soul.
A great and funny man.
There was a day that I was often mistaken for John Candy.
You used to have some girth.
Yes. He and I were the same size.
But you still have just as big a heart.
Till I decided no more of this nonsense. Good morning. Welcome, folks. This is the What's on Your Mind program. AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. AM 1090, KTGO in beautiful Tioga, North Dakota, right smack dab in the oil patch. Booming to Sydney, Montana, and up to Saskatchewan, and down to Lake Sakakawea and Newtown. And, of course,
Australia.
Watford City, and to the east all the way to Minot,
and do you realize more and more people are listening to AM 1100, The Flag, and clicking Listen Now? They're going to flagfamily.com and clicking Listen Now, live.
Another way for you to listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you miss it, you can go to Tioga and catch it.
And, you know, that's the one thing in the oil patch. It's a very, very mobile part of our region. People are on the move. So more often than not, folks probably listening behind the wheel.
A lot of wonderful truck drivers.
We appreciate you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have that hotline, by the way, that you can always chime in, 855-200-1776. During the What's on Your Mind program, we use a different number for a call-in, but that 855-200-1776 is 24/7. All right, we got to check some sports here, Mark. The Twins, I watched the Twins handle the Yankees. They took 2 of 3 from the Yankees. You were here Friday, down in the mouth, you know, lamenting that they'd lost how many of, you know.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
All I know is that
things were a little sour.
Guardy, who they're saying his days may be numbered, either by his choice or his leadership's choice, had never taken a series in New York, ever. This was the first one.
Is that right?
Since 2001, 12 years. And Sabathia was undefeated against us in 12 straight starts. We had not beaten him since 07. Morneau, who had been languishing, got a funny little bloop double, a funny little bloop single. He got 3 hits. And our lovely young man, Kyle Gibson, beat the Yanks. 10-4, great day. And But then I look over at the parade that's forming in front of the All-Star, and I see that Kadir is just leading a parade of ex-Twins. And that's kind of sad. You know, Kadir leaves the Twins and gets a 27-game hitting streak.
You know what it means to me?
What?
You haven't won the lotto yet.
Because, you know what I'm going to do, buy the Twins, and people like Kadir will never leave.
Yeah, that's Mark's plan. Once he wins the lotto, he buys the Twins, and then nobody can leave.
Listen to this. We do have Maurer and Glenn Perkins, two Minnesota boys, there at the All-Star game. But Kadir, Grant Belfour, Jesse Crane, Carlos Gomez, Joe Nathan, David Ortiz, J.J. Hardy, and Torrey Hunter, this year's All-Stars. I mean, it's crazy. You know, and then talk about fun. Somebody almost caught Mr. October. Reggie Jackson had 37 home runs before the All-Star break. Chris Davis did it. 37th home run on Sunday. People will be watching the Big Bopper contest tonight, home run contest.
The Big Bopper.
Mm-hmm. Trying to see if they can crank it out of Yankee Stadium. Another really neat thing. I
really expected you to languish on the Twins longer, but...
Well, I'm exuberant.
A little bit.
I'm exuberant. I think I stayed in the tub 3 minutes longer just for the Twins. But Zach Johnson made it to a playoff. He got tied for first place, lost in playoff in the John Deere Classic. So a guy by the name of Spaeth won it. But my favorite golf event yesterday, Phil Mickelson. First time in 20 years he won across the pond the Scottish Open champ, getting ready for the British Open this week. Phil, lefty, love him.
First time he's won overseas?
Or that tournament? 20 years. 20 years.
Is that right?
Since he won overseas, yep.
Wow. We talked a little golf also on Friday about the Senior Open.
Yeah.
Kenny Perry did win that.
He did, yep. Yeah. Cool.
63 is what he shot to win it.
That's ridiculous.
Holy bucket.
I once got that on five holes.
He was like 10 shots down after the second round. He was well down on that pack of names we were pulling out.
Yeah. It was almost an afterthought.
Exactly right. So that's quite a deal to turn that around. All right, what else? You going to watch the All-Star game tomorrow night, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. You excited for that?
Well, and of course, you know, now that the Twins are on this winning streak, they're going to come exploding.
Winning streak might be a little strong.
Well,
they've won two
against,
in a row.
Against the Yankees, this is a golden.
No, it's a big...
Can't get times 10.
Okay.
They've won 20 in a row.
It's the equivalent of 20 in a
they've
row.
They've won 20 in a row, I so see. They're going to come surging back. Guess what? They don't have to go... They don't have to play any of the American League Eastern teams after the break at away from home. They got a couple of them, Toronto and Tampa Bay, coming their way. But the toughest part of the Twins' schedule is over. I'm sure they're going to win at least 60 games and be in the playoffs.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you think Gardy lasts?
No, I think he's. I think he. You know, he got kicked out of his 67th game. He's drooping. If they can somehow have a big surge, literally his job is on the line, and so they know it and they love him. They're going to fight hard for him. I got to tell you another really bright spot. Hicks pops a 3-run homer. This kid was batting 50. He was 1-for-20 in his first, like, 60 at-bats or so, striking out all the time. He gets his 8th home run, which is the most of any rookie, and 3 more RBIs against the Yankees. Aaron Hicks is the real deal. Great circus catches time and again. Puckett had 0 home runs his first year, his third year, 28. By that ratio, that means his third year will be over 200 or 300 home runs.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It is. Did you tell us about the Red Hawks, Rennie?
Red Hawks got a 3-game series with Sioux Falls. They are 4 games in first place. They did lose to Gary. That's why I didn't talk about them, because today is going to be so much better. But they are in first place by 4 games.
It doesn't usually stop you from talking about them. But...
Well, no, I think I'm having some sort of... My brain is saying Twins, Twins. It's like a neon light in my head.
Well, I would imagine. I think that's more than appropriate.
Well, it is.
Given,
you know, I've suffered slings and arrows.
And the fact that
I've been mocked. Yes, my loyalty's been mocked.
Your loyalty has been mocked. I hate when that happens.
But I don't care. I'm old. I'm going to be 113 or less.
What else? Anything else in sports you want to cover?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
You've got it all covered?
Yeah.
All right. You're just pretty confident the Twins are going to go extend the 20-game winning streak.
So. Oh, yeah. I think they might win 13 in a row.
Okay. Mark Skogerbo, ladies and gentlemen, and the sports.
What's that's on Steve Forbes.
You'll have Steve Forbes on the Common Sense Club today?
Yep.
I love Steve Forbes.
He's just cool as heck.
Smart fella.
Flat tax guy. When I was deputy campaign manager for Alan Keyes in 96, I got to be a surrogate speaker in Iowa and spoke next to Steve Forbes and followed him around. He won both the Arizona and the Delaware primary in 96. And his flat tax now is really gaining some oomph because it would really gut the IRS.
I'm tired of talking about tax reform.
Let's do it.
Exactly. I mean, Steve Forbes has been pushing and pushing and pushing. And
you know how we do it? We ask the Senate candidates, do you want to do it? That becomes a very high priority in our, what do we want from our Senate candidates, the 33 of them that are running, to take away the job from Mr. Reed? We can ask him, would you like to abolish the IRS?
It would pull the shackles off his economy, finally.
$430 billion a year just in compliance with IRS shenanigans, not to mention 28 hours for the average child.
Maybe that was the reason that the IRS has been exposed, to finally get us to the point of being able to say, okay, we're done.
It is an albatross.
There you go. So Steve Forbes on the Common Sense Club today. What else?
Got Mr. Root tomorrow, who wrote Obamageddon, all kinds of strategies to survive what he thinks could be catastrophic if Obama keeps at it.
Wayne Allen Root.
I believe he was a candidate for Libertarian Party at one point, wasn't he?
For president.
Yeah.
And smart financial wizard, too, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. And we got Dave Racer. We're really going to take Obama 101. We have a new wrinkle on the upcoming webinars that we're going to unveil today.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So find out more about Obamacare 101 webinars with Mr. Dave Racer. Really encourage folks to participate in that. You'll learn so much you won't even believe it.
But you got to know this stuff, folks. And the more you know, the more you realize specifically what we got to do to get rid of it and what we need to keep.
Exactly right. All right, what else? Anything else you want to share?
Well, I am pretty nervous about the government of Syria is pushing deeper and deeper into rebel territory, and you don't want these bad Iranian surrogates to win this thing and be champing at the bit at the gate of Israel. Pretty serious that Obama doesn't have any standing in the world. And, you know, you can see it in Snowden, you can see it in Syria, you can see it in Afghanistan. He's not a leader. He is a nude emperor.
A nude emperor. Another way of saying an emperor with no clothes.
That's what he is. Yeah. I said it backwards. I'm sorry.
You caught my attention with it anyway. Mark Skogerbo is here for 3 hours later today, hosting the Common Sense Club on these very radio stations. So there's a little preview of what you can expect with Mark, the Freedom Poet.
Aye, matey.
On this very radio station. Tell you about the weather and count down to taking your calls. The Northern Plains reaction to the George Zimmerman trial verdict. When we come back, don't go away, folks.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
visitlocal.com.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst, mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our product for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smell. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
All I've been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. With one honest touch, you set me free.
We are back. This is the What's On Your Mind preview show. Hello, folks. It's Scott Hill. Tell you about the weather for the brand new week here. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s across the region. North Dakota hot spot is Fargo at 70. Tioga and Minot at 63. Grand Forks, 66. Jamestown, 67. Williston, 67. Bismarck, 67. A little check around the region on how we're looking weather-wise for today. Here's the forecast. Let's start in the oil patch today. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 80. It will be breezy with a southeast wind at 11 to 21, gusts as high as 26. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Most of that will come late after 10 o'clock. Some of them could be severe. Partly cloudy with a low around 58. Breezy with a south wind 17 to 22, becoming light and variable after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 29 miles an hour. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 79, a north wind at 10 to 13 miles an hour with a gust as high as 20 miles an hour. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 56, Northeast wind at 6 to 9. Tomorrow, rather Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 79. Wednesday night, some showers and thunderstorms again, mostly cloudy. Low around 60. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Hate to say it, but it's almost like a ditto of the last, I don't know how many number of weeks here of summer. Just constantly a threat of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast alternating with some heat. And fairly breezy conditions. Been a lot of that this year in the patch. In the valley, eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy with a high near 82. A light and variable wind, 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Chance of precip just 30%. Partly cloudy, low around 67 tonight. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 91. Heat index values as high as 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 68. Wednesday, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1. Mostly sunny and hot, high near 90 on Wednesday. A chance of showers Wednesday night, finally above 30%. I guess this afternoon there's 30% too, but not until Thursday do we get up to a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny, high near 87, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday night. Again, 70 Fargo, 63 in our KTGO studios in Tioga right now at this hour, and everywhere else, somewhere in between, on this brand new start to the week. 15th day of July, halfway through July already. Where's summer going? Anybody can tell me? Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind, we'll take your calls, questions, and comments. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. We'll gauge Northern Plains reaction to the big national story of the weekend. And I am confident it will be a reasonable response, not one that would be akin to some of these places where they've had protests. Or I don't think we'll hear a lot of Al Sharpton-like rhetoric calling the verdict an atrocity, or even Michael Bloomberg-like rhetoric. Suggesting we need stricter gun control laws as a result of this. The media seems to be more focused on making the George Zimmerman verdict about race. Our question, isn't this really more about justice and self-defense laws in Florida? One of the questions we'll ask, and the other one relates to President Obama's reaction. On one hand, urging respect for the trial verdict, and on the other hand, saying we should ask ourselves if we're all doing what we can to stem the tide of gun violence that claims too many lives across the country on a daily basis, leading us to believe that the president is suggesting what happened in Florida was gun violence. I think he just inserted himself as a member of the jury, because the jury said not guilty to manslaughter, not guilty to murder too. What they said was, this man acted in self-defense. Right? Self-defense. So is self-defense gun violence? A couple of questions we'll tackle. Those in the first hour. So give us your reaction to what you've seen and heard on this case. Do you know this has been going on for what? Started, is it February of 12, I think, when the actual incident occurred? A year and a half into this thing. Oh, man. It's consumed a lot of oxygen, folks. Certainly across the nation. Not so much here, but now that we have reaction, we'll gauge your reaction. Senator John Hovind on the future of the farm bill. Also his work on a student loan rate increase fix. Andy Peterson, the president of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. He will join us from Denver today. Steve Bakken is actually in Denver at the Developing Infrastructure Conference. On the Bakken. So, calls, questions, comments, welcome. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. Buckle up and get set for What's on Your Mind. 550 K-Fire, KCJB, KLTC, and AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag.
Right here. You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.